Darren, Kerry and Sky, weekday 6 to 9 a.m.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, and it is time to speak to the good professor. He has been busy on the front line of COVID-19 research and celebrated the world over, Professor Tulio de Oliveira and his team. Good morning, Prof.
Hey, good morning, Darren, and good morning to all the listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. So, the question that everyone is asking, it might be premature, but we'll find out from you. Can we see the effects of the vaccine rollout yet on our numbers?
Okay, so not yet, because at the moment, our main objective of the vaccine rollout in South Africa is to protect it from health healthcare workers that are dealing direct with patients. Mm. Yeah, so that's the big objective. And what we are seeing, it is also in the process of scaling the vaccine, the vaccination. So yesterday, I think that we celebrate over 20,000 healthcare workers vaccinated. Yeah, and this weekend we're going to receive close to another 100,000 vaccines from the Johnson & Johnson, and we are preparing to receive a large amount of the Pfizer vaccine. That's also a very strong vaccine. And then as we start rolling to the not only healthcare workers, but for people that have comorbidities such as diabetes or big weight, like obese and old people, that's when we're going to start seeing the big decrease on the effect of the vaccine, especially on mortality and maybe on transmission. Yeah.
And then, Professor, we did see on social media that you actually took a little vacay for yourself. Does this mean that perhaps we're out of the woods when it comes to the third wave, that you can now take a rest?
I was desperate needing a rest, as you are aware. You guys in the East Coast Radio, you took a big break.
We did.
Christmas and New Year.
It took a whole month.
So you deserve a break.
I think you can have two days in the Drakensberg.
And the Kit Kat.
We'll let you have
two. I was working here every day. So this weekend, we just decided to have a little break and go walking in the mountains. And it's also very important because you guys saw yesterday all this selfie vaccine, how fit look some of the doctors. Yeah. So I have to improve my fitness level. So when I come to get a vaccine, I look, of course, not as good as that doctor.
You want to look as good as those doctors. So when you do get the vaccine, Prof, you're going to take the selfie, yeah?
You're going to be in a vest. Guns up, Prof.
Head down.
But I have a lot of work to do before that.
Ooh, como vai você?
Well, Prof, again, a break well deserved. Thank you for your hard work. Back down to the hard work and making sure that the world is aware of all the variants that are out there. And there you go. With the vaccine, we can't see the effect of it yet, but as soon as we start seeing those effects, you'll be the first to know. Thank you, Professor. 9 minutes before we get to nine, and we're continuing with the good professor here on East Coast Radio. Crisp at UKZN's Professor Tulio de Oliveira. He joins us every Wednesday morning to answer all of your questions.
Honorable Prof, I have a question here, quickly. What's jiving with science?
thanks, Kai. Yeah. So jiving with science, it is a new project that we're putting together at CRISP, at UKZN, with musicians in South Africa. Because why we are doing that, we think that music has an important role to heal the country. We all got quite traumatized in the last year. Yeah. And it's also a good way to engage with musicians that also have been that want to contribute, with both music but also highlighting some of the mechanisms that they took to become resilient. As you know, musicians went for a very difficult time during this pandemic, because lack of live shows. So we decided to do that, and what I'm doing in the next few weeks, every week I go visit a good musician from Durban. So I started last week going visit a good friend of mine. He's a guitarist called Nibs van der Spee. Many of you may have heard. And then what we do is that we have a conversation, which during that he plays some music just to kind of both highlight the power of music to heal. Tomorrow I'm going to visit another good friend, a guy Guy Buttrey.
Okay.
And And we're going to do the same. Yeah? And with NIBS, we talk a lot about vaccines. With guys, we're going to talk about variants. And then next week, we're going to probably visit some of the good jazz musicians to talk about the impact of COVID-ID in the global pandemic.
Yeah? Now, Professor, you have to include our very own Jay Spu. He's also a muser. His music is now on Trace and on MTV Bass. You must put him on your list.
Yes, yes. And that's where you guys at East Coast Radio can help.
Yeah, we'll hook you up. Also. Art Matthews, all of the guys. We'll hook you up. Okay.
Yes,
Kyle Deutsch, Holly Ray. Yeah. And also, did you help Nibs dispel some of the vaccine misconceptions while you were chatting to him?
Yes, we did. We did. Because, as you know, musicians also going to have alternative view about the world. And one of the things that we discuss is the importance to get vaccinated, to protect not yourself, but also the community at role. Yeah. And then that this is not in competition. As one gets vaccinated, one can keep working with the different things that one believes. Yeah. And just this non-dualism between, like, I believe on that, so I don't believe in the vaccines. So that's some of our great discussion. Of course, for me, the best is to listen good live music in one-to-one. That's also good for my soul.
I think this is a fantastic initiative. You're quite right. The musicians are the one industry that really has been obliterated by the pandemic. So you're highlighting them, giving them some work, and at the same time, dispelling some vaccination myths. This is great work. Where can we find Jiving with Science?
So this week, probably by before the weekend, we're going to release the first short video of the process. I will send especially to East Coast Radio
to see if you
can help us to advertise. And then maybe in the next few weeks, we can also join a conversation with a musician.
Yeah.
Together with you, just to highlight what was the experience of talking with a scientist, but also quite important the role of music, on giving information to people, and also to give some like healing to people. A lot of people suffer a lot through this pandemic.
Yeah, that's the next pandemic to hit us is the mental health one. Professor, this is a fantastic initiative. Of course, we'll share it on our pages as well, so you look out for that on ecr.co.za. Hot on the tails of banging with biology, jiving with science here on ecr.co.za. Professor Tullio, thank you.
Darren, Carrie and Sky.